Yeah, so yesterday we left off with the kasha. So afterwards I saw the briskov, that the briskov asked this kasha of shach, and Aviezer, he brings the kasha of shem, the briskov. The kasha is as follows. The Gemara says, Ravina says, the Gemara says, Ravina 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 says, but the rest of the aisle, you could eat even the Mokum Echatach. And that's Heta Bo Mechalisa. Elsewhere, that would be awesome. The Mokum Echatach elsewhere is awesome. So Rashi learns, in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Mokum Echibah between Issa and Heta is awesome. What's the Gedder Issa also is very unclear. What exactly is the Gedder Issa? Is it a Bliel? It's a Bliel. Why is it Mutter by Ayah? And why should it make a taste? It's Berleah. Cut off the Zroya, so that's the Zroya. The Bliel is a bottle. Zeno Donim, the Bliel is a bottle. That's the Sukkot. It's bottle of Shishim. So why should the Mokum Echatach be any different? Anyway, but right now we're just going to treat it. It's a din. It's a din is a, the Mokum Echatach is awesome. So Rashi says in all these surveys, in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Mokum Echatach of the Mokum Echibur between Issa and Heter is awesome. It's awesome. And Rashi, but where does it come from? So Rashi brings the Gemara of Mokum Echatach, where we find Mokum Echatach in the Gemara. By din of Hayshit Uber as Yod, by the Gemara says that Mokum Echatach is Osir, and the Gemara in Samachesim with Beis has a drosha that Mokum Echatach is Osir. But Rashi in Samachesim with Aleph says that it has a mahalach for it. Why the Mokum Echatach is Osir, which we'll see in a minute. So Rashi learns that from the din of Mokum Echatach that we have by Zoya B'Shelo, by Hayshit Uber as Yod. So that's that we learn out. Apparently, we learn out from there the Kol HaTorah Kula that Mokum Echatach is always also except for Zroya B'Sheila. Zroya B'Sheila is Heter Bo Mechalusa. Taisus Chayle. Taisus says if in Kol HaTorah Kula Mokum Echatach is also, then it should be also by Zroya B'Sheila too. There's no limud that Zroya B'Sheila is any different. If the Taisus learns Faket, the din of Mokum Echatach being also is only by Hotzi Ubris Yodai, because there's a pasuk for Mokum Echatach the drosh that Taisus brings. And the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula Mokum Echatach is mutter, and that's Heter Bo Mechalusa. It means not only Zroya B'Sheila, but everything else except a little bit dochuk in the Pshatovna, that in Kol HaTorah Kula Mokum Echatach is mutter, and that's Heter Bo Mechalusa, because there's one place in Torah where it's awesome. Yeah, it's very strange. That's called Heter Bo Mechalusa. Any of that. But Akoponim, the definition of Mokum Echatach is the Mokum Echibur between the Isser and the Heter, and it's also by Yitzchak and Rishon Yodai. And it's muta by Zroya B'Sheila, and that's called Heter Bo Mechalusa. And then Kol HaTorah Kula, everything else besides Zroya B'Sheila and Hayitzu Ubris Yodai, that's enough like it's Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says everything else is like Hayitzu Ubris Yodai, and Taisus everything else is like Zroya B'Sheila. And what exactly is the din of Mokum Echatach that we have by Hayitzu Ubris Yodai? So that's a sugya in Samechesim Adal. Where the Gemara says like it's a few halachas. The din is that when you shech the mother, the Uber is muta. Mishchit the same is mater the Uber. We learn that from Pasuk, Behemoth, but Behemoth. It's a drasha of Behemoth, but Behemoth. Call it that the Behemoth in the Behemoth, the Uber that's in the Behemoth, is mutter with the Shechita Seim. The Shechita Seim is a matter of life. However, if the Uber is Moitzi as Yodai, the Mishnah says if the Hoitzi Uber is Yodai, then that Yad is not nitter with the Shechita. Learns that from Pasuk, Bosu Basar Trefa, like Sechelu. That came into Yotze Chutzlum the Chitzosai, any boss that Yotze Chutzlum to Chitzosai becomes awesome. And we learn that that's a class of, you have it by Kachem also, something which is Yotze from Nazara, it has to be from Nazara, and if it's Yotze, and if it comes back, you're over the Israel, came into Yotze Chutzlum the Chitzosai, we have a Gemara, a lot of, also in the Samadin of Trefa, that if an animal was mauled, that it's also, a lot of things, a lot of halakas learned out from that pasuk. But one of the things we learn out from that pasuk is that if the Uber was Yotze from the Rechem, if a chelik of the Uber was Yotze from the Rechem, so it becomes Basa Basa the Trefa, and the Shechita is no longer Matir, the piece of the animal that came out. Everything else, the Shechita is Matir. But the thing that was stretched out, that is Osir. The Gemara is a Shadow. What if the animal pulled its foot back? That's the Sugya there. Well, that's not so explicit in the Mishnah. What if it stuck its hand out and then it pulled it back in, and then you shechted the animal? But the Gemara is Masik, but that is Osir. Once it's Chal, the din of that it was Yotze Chutzlum Chitzosai, so it blives awesome. Even if afterwards it brought it back in. Then there the Gemara talks about, in the course of that Shakti Taya, the Gemara talks about the Mokam HaChatach. Let's say the Hoitzi Uber Shiodah, the hand is sticking out. You cut off the hand. But now there's the Mokam HaChatach, which is by the end, by the exit of the Beis HaRechem. It's standing on Sfas Beis HaRechem, the Mokam HaChatach. So there the Gemara says that Kolzman is not pulled back in. It's Taka Osir. The Mokam HaChatach is Osir. But if you pulled it back in, if the animal retracted it, then it goes back to being mutter. So it's not like the yad. The yad itself is osur. Once it's osur, it drives osur even if it came back. But the mokam echatach is osur because man is halsvas arechem. If you pull it back in, it becomes mutter. That's the din of mokam echatach. And the Gemara in the Amud Beis, the Amud Ches Amud Beis, has a drosh from Parsus, Hechzir, it's a complicated drosh with it. The Gemara has it from a pasuk. But Rashi says in Mahalach, what's the svar? Rashi in Samech Chesam and Aleph is Masbir, what's the idea of it? So Rashi says like this, that the yad itself that was stuck out, so the yad itself, that's Bosa Basada Trefa, that was Yotze Chutz L'Mechitzasai, once it's Yotze Chutz L'Mechitzasai, so it's Chalad and Nisa Trefa, and it's lives also. The Mokka Mechatach was not Chutz L'Mechitza. The Sfas HaRechem is not called Chutz L'Mechitza. So the Mokka Mechatach is not Yotzeh Chutz L'Mechitzasa. But it's not Babahema. It's still not called Behema Babahema. Because it's not in the Behema. It's not out of the Behema, but it's not in the Behema. It's on the border. So therefore, it doesn't have the matir, the din that the shechita of the mother is matir the vlad. That only applies to Behema Babahema, to what's inside the Beis HaRechem. The part of the Mokam HaChatach, which is Asfas HaRechem, doesn't have the matir of Shechita of Behema Babahema. So therefore, if you shecht it while it's al Beis HaRechem, Asfas HaRechem, it's going to be awesome. But if you put it, if it was pulled back in, so now it's again Behema Babahema. It's not an issue that can't go away. The hand itself, that was Yotzeh Chutz L'Mechitzos, it was Chalim Nisit Trefa, it doesn't help that it came back in. It was Yotzeh Chutz L'Mechitzos, it remains also forever. But the Mokam HaChatach doesn't have, it doesn't, not Chalim in the Isser of Yotzeh Chutz L'Mechitzos. It just lacks the Matir of Shechita. Because the Matir of Shechita is only what's inside the Behema, and Sfas HaRechem is not inside the Behema. So Mela, while it's Sfas HaRechem, the Shechita can't be Matir, then it's Osir. But if it pulled back in, so now again it's by Behema. So now it goes back to being by Behema. Now the Matir of Shechita, the Shechita will be Matir. And therefore the Mokam HaChatach can revert to being, those are the Rashi's and the Chesem of So the problem is specter to scroll. So bottom line, why is the Mokam HaChatach also? Is it also because it's Mechubah to the Yad? Not also because it's Mechubah to the Yad? It has nothing to do with being Mechubah to the Yad. The base, the Mokam HaChatach is also because it lacks the Heter Shechita. The Araya, if the hand pulled back in, went back in, the Mokam HaChatach is still Mechubah to Isser. Because the yad is also forever. The Mokam HaChatach is still mechubar to the yad. Right? Let's say I didn't cut the hand off. The behemoth pulled the hand back in. Then later on, after I shechted the animal, I cut the hand off. The Mokam HaChatach, it's still mechubar. That Mokam HaChatach was mechubar, Issa v'Heter together. The Mokam HaChatach was still attached to the yad. And it becomes mutter because it was never osir. It just lacked the Heter Shechita. But when it came back in, it got back the Heter Shechita. So it's not an issur of Issa v'Heter HaMechubar. So then that the Mokam HaChatach, since it's Asfas HaRechem, it lacks the matir of Behema Babahema. So what in the world does that have to do with Zerayah B'Shevah? The issue here is not that it's Mokam HaChatach. The reason why the Mokam HaChatach is also is not because it's a Mokam HaChatach, the Mokam Chibur Isser and Heter. It's a special Isser of Beis HaRechem, Sfas HaRechem, that Sfas HaRechem is not Behema Babahema. And if it goes back in, then it's Behema Behema. What in the world does that have to do with Zerayah B'Shevah? By Zerayah B'Shevah, there's no Beis HaRechem. There's nothing analogous to Beis HaRechem. So it's not Heter Bar Mechalisa. What does that have to do with Heter Bar Mechalisa? And Rashi says in Kol HaTer Kula, I mean, it's nothing to do with Zerayah B'Shevah. By Zerayah B'Shevah, there's no Beis HaRechem, there's no anything. It's a Nidan. The Mokim Isser Heter Mechubarim. So why is the Heter Bar Mechalisa? I don't see that by Hoytzi Uber, there's no din that the Mokim Chibur Isser Heter are also. When the Uber brings the hand back in, it's still Mokam Chibur Isser Heter, and it's Mutter. There's a different, entirely unrelated halacha. This halacha that the Mokam HaKatav, since Al Sfas HaRechem, is not behema but behema, so it lacks the heter of Shkita, and if it comes back in, it gets back the heter of Shkita. Nothing to do with Mokam HaKatav. And Al Chatzkama V'chama, it's even worse. Rashi says that in Kol HaTorah Kula Mokam HaKatav is also. What do you mean? Mokam HaKatav is not even also. Mokam HaKatav is not even also. V'hitzi Rubes Yodek. Kala Chatzkama V'chama, it's not also in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the kasha of this girl. But you look at Agamar, it sounds like it's some new issur of Mokam HaKatav, the Mokam HaKibur issur of Heter, and it's a global issue. Even by Zoya B'Sheila, it's an issue, and Zoya B'Sheila is a special dispensation, Heter Bo Mechalosim. But Akoponim is an issue of Mokam HaKibur issur of Heter. Look at the sugi in Samaches, it's not an issue of Mokam HaKibur issur of Heter. Mokam HaKatav, it's nothing to do with, in a way, it's nothing to do with the Yad even. It's a din in the Mokam HaKatav itself, that when it's Asfas Erechem, it's not the Behema Behema, and therefore the Shkik is not Matir. Nothing even to do with the fact just Lu Yitzur L'Moshel. Lu Yitzur, this behemah never had a yad, and just it went up flush again to the Sfas HaRechem. So that area, that surface that's Al Sfas HaRechem, which would be awesome if you shefted it right away, because it's not behemah by behemah. The fact that it happens to be mechuba to the yad, the chayyur is lemaila v'loi mayim. The pshuta. Certainly, the way Rashi explains the Samaches. The Nukud is not that it was Mechuba to the Yad. The Yad could have been never there. Even if the Yad was never there, it was never a Yad. It's never had it. It's not a Yad. It started to emerge, and the rear end of the animal was flush with the outside of the Beis Erechim. It would also be also L'Chayra, for the same reason, because it's not Behema Babehema. That surface was not Behema Babehema. It's nothing to do with the fact that it was Mechuba to the Zoy. Happens to be that it was mechubah to the Zohar, but that's not the nekuda. Again, long raya, behemah comes back in, then it all becomes mutter. It's the kasha b'sgo, very formidable kasha. Yeah. So if Kosofsky wants to say his thoughts, so I sent him. So that's typical type. But it's very nice. It starts off like this. It starts off with the Chakira. What's the gather of the heter behema ba behema? It's thin that the shechit of the mother is mata the uba. There's two ways to understand it. One way to understand it is that the Torah said that the uba is like one of the ivarim of the behema. Just like you shech the animal, the heart becomes mutter, and the lungs become mutter, and the belly button becomes mutter, everything in the animal becomes mutter. Not only the makam shechita becomes mutter, everything in the animal becomes mutter. So the Torah said that even the uber, which is the behema ba behema, it's also treated like one of the avarim of the animal, and when you shech the animal, just like the whole animal becomes geshochten, so the uber also becomes geshochten. The uber also vet geshochten, the animal vet geshochten, and the uber, which is behema ba behema, it's keilu upset aver from the behema, and it's vetechet geshochten. It all becomes geshochten. That's one way to understand. Intuitively, that makes a lot of sense. Or the alternative way to understand is that no, it's not because it's part of the animal. It's not part of the animal, but it's exes hakosuv that the shechita is matir whatever is inside of the animal. Hagam, but that's not so poshut because we can't really say it just like that. Because the Mishnah says b'feirush that let's say you cut off a piece of the animal's spleen, and it's floating around inside of the animal. So the Gemara says the Mishnah says b'feirush that if you shech the animal, that little piece of spleen is osur. It's eivim menachat. The shechita didn't help for it. So there's not a rule that shechita is matir everything that's inside of the animal. You still have to say it's exeris hakosav l'gabi the uber behema by behema. The uber, the shechita is matir the uber. It's not matter the pieces of pearl that are floating around, and you know, if the surgeon left the sponge in or something, the shechita doesn't work for that. But the behema, that's exactly the cause of the behema, that the shechita is matter the uber. But not because the uber is a part of it, is an aver of the behema. It's exactly the cause of that the maisa shechita is matter behema by behema. It's the cause of the alma. So he says, the chor is this rayas lakan ulakan. On the one end, he brings a raya, like the second side, that it's tama matir, not because I treat the uber like an aver of the behemoth, but it's tama jesa kosu. From the fact that the Rishonim and Dan, what about the dam of the uber? The dam of Uber is mashma minora. The dam of Uber is also. Same way the dam of Behemah is also. So Yishlaim asks, why is the dam of Uber also? It should be mutter as Behemah by Behemah. If it's part of the Behemah by Behemah, the shchit is matter everything that's in the Behemah. So the dam of the Uber should also be mutter. So Yishlaim say various teutzim. Some Yishlaim say, well, it's only solids and not liquids, and not those things that are usur and that would be usur even in the behemoth itself. There's various things with some rishonim, but it's a nidin. It's a nidin in rishonim that the dam should be mudras behemoth by behemoth. He says, l'chayra, if the whole word of behemoth behemoth is just that the uber is treated like another eber, so what's the happening that the dam should be mudr? In the verb of the animal, the dam is usur. So the behemoth, so behemoth behemoth just says the blood is another eber. So Shlaisa is not the way. Shlaisa is the exact kosov of behemoth by behemoth. That the shchit is matir the behemoth by behemoth. It suggests a kosov ba'alma. Ad kedei kach that there was a mokum to say that it should be matir even the dam of the uber. Except that for various reasons we say that the heter of behemoth by behemoth doesn't apply to the dam. That's misad echad. Misad sheni points out there's a gemara. Here's the gemara.
Mishnah,
Ayin
Beis.
What?
Mishnah.
Yeah, Ayin Beis. That's it. Ayin Beis. The Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says, "Behemah shemeis ubara b'seich me'eha." The uber died inside the behemah, but still inside the behemah. "Behoishet to harayas yodiv v'nagavay," and the harayas stuck his hand in and touched the uber, so there's no tumas neveil. While the uber is inside the behemah, it doesn't have tumas neveil. When the uber comes out, then everybody has tumas neveil. So the Gemara says, "My Talmud, Omer Rav Chisda Kalva Chaimer, Im Ha'ilo Imay LeHatiroi BiAchilo LeYisayloi LeTara Midein Nevela." If we have it in a behemah of a behemah, that the shechit of the mother is matter the vlad, so Kalva Chaimer that the mother is being alive and not a nevela is matir is matzil the umber from having tumas nevela. If you learn that the word the behemah behemah is tam exes a kosher that the meisa shchit is matter the uber, so what does it have to do? It's mamish nothing to do, not even a pichus, nothing to do. There's a din that shchit is matter the vlad. What does it have to do with a totally unrelated issue, which is whether there's tumas nevela for a fetus that's inside a living animal? Mamish manyan shmitei tzlesina. From this gemara it's mashma that the word of behemah behemah is that the gemara is saying that the uber is treated like an aver of the behemah. And therefore, when you shech the behemoth, it's like you shech the uber. So the Gemara says, well, just like when you shech the uber, it's like you shech the behemoth, it's like you shech the uber. So when the mother is alive, it's like the uber is alive. The uber is treated, even then he's fleshing out. But Akoponim, it says something that the uber is treated like a chelik of the behemoth, like an aver of the behemoth. And Mela, the fact that you can't have a tubis nevela on the uber when the mother is alive. So from here you see the other side. So there's stira. This is a kochoch, that's zogging. You have to say that both things are true. Both things are true, meaning a vada is exists a kosov of behemoth by behemoth. It exists a kosov, we'll see it soon after minutes, but this exists a kosov of behemoth by behemoth. That the shchita is exists a kosov by alma, that the uber is matter. The uber becomes mutter. The shchita of the mother is matter the uber. At the kach that there's a mokum to say it should be matter even the dam. Except that there's extraneous reasons to be shaking the dam why somehow it doesn't work for the dam. But be'etzim it's exerts a kosuv that the shchita of the mother is matter the uber. It's exerts a kosuv that it's matter the uber. But the shchita of the mother is only matter the uber if the uber is in some sense being geshochten. If the uber has nothing to do with the shchita's aim, then the shchita can't be matter the uber. For the shchita to be matter the uber, yes, it's exactly a kosov that the shchita is matter all of the isurim. It's matter the isurim uber samazay. It's matter even maybe it could have been matter even isadam, except that there's a technical reason. But be'etzim it's exactly a kosov behemah that it's matter all of the isurim of the uber. But in order for that to happen, the uber has to be bechlal the shchita's aim. If the uber is not bechlal the shchita's aim, if the shchita's aim doesn't extend to the uber. The uber was not geshochten, So then the shechita of the mother has nothing to do with Uber. So I need to say both things. I need to say that the shechita of the mother is similar to the shechita of the vlad. And that's what the Gemara that Ayin is talking about. That this musig that the Uber is participates in the shechita of the mother. It's not a separate animal. It participates in the shechita of the mother. But there's a new halacha. Once that kicks in, then the gzeira said kosuv that the shechita of the mother is matir the Uber not. There's a gzeira said kosuv that the shechita of the mother is matir that the Uber becomes that the Uber now is a behema of a behema. That the behema of a behema when it's geshachten becomes mutter, and that's the gzeira said kosuv that steamrolls over everything. It becomes mutter. Zohar b'chudoshim, and then it's a little bit hard to understand, but let's assume that that's the case. In other words, it's behema ba behema is a matir mechudosh. It's a matir mechudosh that's matir yisur. But it only works, it's predicated on the fact that somehow the uber was geshochten and the shechit of the mother was in the uber too. But if the shechit of the mother wasn't in the uber, then it's not going to help. Analogous. So we can. What we're getting now is that we can now divide that there's two issues over here. Number one, did the shechita of the mother extend to the uber? Because if it doesn't extend to the uber, then there's nothing to talk about. Then the uber wasn't geshochten. If the uber wasn't geshochten, then nothing else is going to happen. So I need the shechita of the mother should extend to the uber. In some way, the uber is bechal the shechita. And then number two, when I have that, then I go on to step two. That now there's a heter of behema of a behema. Now there exists a kosuv of behema behema isu techeni. So let's imagine haitzi uber is yada. So the yad is chutz la mechitza. If it's chutz la mechitza, then a vada the shechita doesn't extend to it. That's the din. The mechitza is the mechitza of shechita. The mechitza defines where the shechita extends to. The yad is bachutz. Yotze chutz la mechitzasay. The shechita never extended to the yad. It's yotze chutz la mechitzasay. Even if it comes back, it doesn't help anymore because once it's yotze chutz la mechitzasay, then it's outside. It's considered to be bachutz. Even if it retracts it back in, that's the din of bosa basada treifel isechelu. That once it's chalin, once it was yotze lechutz, so it's outside of the mechitza. It can't get back into the mechitza. And therefore, the shechita of the mother is not going to be matter the yad. It doesn't extend to the yad. What about the mokum echatach? The machamach nachatach that's on the sfas harechem. Is that in the mechitza or is it out of the mechitza? Does it have? Is it in the mechitza of the shechita? Does the shechita extend to the machamach nachatach? So he says, avada, it's in the shechita. Because if it was out of the shechita, then it would be yod, then it would be called yod basar basar treif. If the machamach nachatach is called outside of the mechitza, then it should be chal under all the dinim of the yad. Then and even if it comes back, it should be osur forever. And which is not the case. We know the machamach nachatach, if it comes back in, it's not called that it was yotzer chutz la mechitza. If it comes back in, you're allowed to eat it. So you see that the machamach nachatach is not yotzer chutz la mechitza. And if it's not yotzer chutz la mechitza, it's not outside the purview of the shechita. The shechita extends to the machamach nachatach too. What you don't have though. In the Mokam HaChatach is what? The Matir Mechudosh of Behema Babahema. That's Rashi. You don't have the Matir HaMechudosh of Behema Babahema on the Mokam HaChatach. Because to get the Matir HaMechudosh of Behema Babahema, it has to be Babahema. The Mokam HaChatach is not Babahema. It's not Yotzechutz L'Mechitzosa. So it's not outside of the Shechita. But it doesn't have the Matir Mechudosh of Behema Babahema. So I mean, Mela is like this. While it's Hasfas Erechem, it's Hashechta the Behemah, while the Hoytzi Ubers Yodli, and before it came back, I Hashechta the Behemah. So the Gemara says, the Yad is for sure no good. But not only that, the Mokam HaChatach is also awesome. Why is the Mokam HaChatach awesome? True, it doesn't have the Matir Mechudosh of Behemah, but the Shechita of the mother extended to the Vlad. And it extended to the Mokam HaChatach. So it's a Geshochten, it's still Geshochten. So why is the Mokam HaChatach also? The answer is, because it's Mechubber to a Dover also. And that's the din of Mokam HaChatach, that Mokam HaChibber, Issa V'Hetter, is also. here's where I need this new din of Makom HaChibur. Without this new din of Makom HaChatach, then Makom HaChibur Issur Heter is also, then the Makom HaChatach should be mutter. Because yes, it's true, it's not Behema Behema. I don't have the Matri HaMechudosh of Behema Behema. But why do I need a Matri HaMechudosh? It's a regular Geshachtan of Behema. The animal itself doesn't need any Matri HaMechudoshim. The animal is Geshachtan. So what is this animal missing? What is this Uber? The Uber is also a Geshachtan. It's not Chutz to Mechitzas HaShchita. It has the Shchita of the mother. The Shchita of the mother extends to the Uber. So the Uber is Geshachtan. The Mokam HaChatach is Geshachtan. Because it wasn't Yotzu Chutz to Mechitzas HaShchita. So why is the Mokam HaChatach also? The answer is because there's a new Isser called Mokam HaChatach. Mokam Isser Chibur Isser Veheter. Since the Mokam HaChatach is Mechubah to the Yad, and the Yad is an Isser of Treifel, Yotzu Chutz to Mechitzas HaShchita. So the Mokam HaChibur also has gets an Isser. So Mele, you're not allowed to eat it. Because it doesn't help that the shechita extended to it, but it has an isim chudish of yotzuchus of treif. However, what if the animal, what if it comes back inside? So, yes, I still have that isser. The emes, the mokum, the isser of mokum achibur, I still have. But now it's behema ba behema, and that's the din of a behema ba behema. That behema ba behema is matir isurim. It's matter all isurim, but we matter the isur dam, except that for some reason, extraneous reasons, dam doesn't have the heter of behema ba behema. No, there's a new halacha. Here's where the matter amechudish kicks in, and it's important. That when the mokam achatach comes back before the shechita, and then I shechted, so the mokam achatach mitzad asmi ought to be osur, because of this new isur of being mechuber. But since now it's behema ba behema, and it's part of the shechita, so behema ba behema takes away all isurim. It's like a. So it's a mechaper avodas. The shechita is matir all the surim of the behema. That's the din of behema behema tekel. So the mokam achatach now becomes mut. That's all this. This is probably why we need the special jesa kosev of parsa because these are very big, very mechudish to gedar. So I need the jesa kosev to tell me this halacha that the mokam achatach while it's outside is also, but when it comes back inside it becomes mut. But Rashi's magdir is Rashi nominalis. He's mazbir the gedorim. So then it comes out. I'll go over this again in a second. The cheshbon, but it comes out now. It's very beautiful. You need a command to a new din of mokum achatach. There's a new halacha that the mokum chibur iser veheter is also. Because if I didn't have this if without that concept, then the mokum achatach would never be mutter because the shechita of them it wasn't yotzu chutz l'mechitzasai. So it's bechal l'shechita. So it's geshochten. So. Who cares if it's behema ba behema? I only need the matri mechudish of behema ba behema for things that are osur, for things that have extraneous isur. But things that are just a regular behema, you have a regular behema and you shechted it, you don't need a heter, but the behema itself, you need a heter behema ba behema. The nose of the behema, you need a heter behema ba behema. But the nose of the behema was geshochten. Well, the uber was also geshochten because that's the chiddush. That's part of the chiddush over here, that the shechita of the mother. I mean, we learn that from these psukim, but that's part of the chiddush atarah that the shechita of the mother it extends to the uber as well. Right? I don't need a matir mechudish, but I need a matir mechudish if this uber contracted isurim. If the uber contracted outside isurim, then I need a matir mechudish of behema behema. Because behema behema is matir all isurim. I mean, not dam for extraneous reasons, but be'etzim behema behema is matir all isurim. So Bela, the yad itself doesn't help. See, the yad itself that went out. Comes back in. I don't say, oh well, it's yotzah, it's hasness, it's treifa. But behema behema takes off yisurim. But behema by behema only takes off yisurim on that part of the animal that's geshochtem. What's outside of the shechita? That's what we said at the beginning. You need to have both things. What's outside the shechita doesn't have the matir mechudish of behema by behema. So the yad, which is yotzah chutz l'mechitzosay, what's out of the mechitza, it's never included in the shechita. So the shechita now can never include the yad. So you don't get the matir mechudish of behema by behema if you're outside of the shechita. The mokam echatach, on the other hand, on the one hand, if not outside of the shechita, if it was outside the shechita, it would be yotzer chutz l'mechitzasai. It's clear in the Gemara, the mokam echatach was not yotzer chutz l'mechitzasai. So it's not outside the matter of the shechita. But it's picked up in Isser. Because since it's the mokam chibur, it has a chibur with the zraya, so it picks up, the mokam echatach be'etzem should have, has an Isser treifa. Because it's mechubur to the treifa. What's mechubur to the treifa? The mokam echibur contracts the Isser. That's in the mokam achatach that the mokam achatach contracts the isur. But that's an isur that it picked up. But behema by behema can be matter because behema by behema can be matter isur. But that's where it depends. If it's still al sfas erechem, so it's not behema by behema. Doesn't have the matter mechudish of behema by behema. So then it's going to remain also. But if it came back into the rechem, now it gets the matir hamechudish of behema by behema. Once it has the matir hamechudish of behema by behema, so then that takes off all Yisurim, it takes off Yisur Treifa as well. So that's why you see from Zraya B'Sheila Taka there's a din of Mokam Achibur, Mokam Achatach. Then Mokam Achibur Issa V'Heter is also. The animal comes back in, there really is still an Issa there, except then we have a Matem Achudish that wipes out Yisur. But Be'etzim you see, in the din of Mokam Achatach, that the Mokam Achibur Issa V'Heter is also. So Melech, they will not, according to Rashi, to call it Terakulim. That Mokam Achibur Issa V'Heter is also. Except by Zraya B'Sheila, it's Heter Abba
Mechalisim. Is there any, but why would it make sense that if Pesaram is included in, right, it's part of the Shechit and it's still there, so then why do Gzirza Kasev not include that in the special matter? Why would the special matter be any different than, like, where it has
so why do I say that Asfas Erechem is included in the Shechit on the one hand, but it doesn't have the matter Mechudosh of Behema Behema? After all, being included in the Shechit also will have from Behema Behema. You're right, so I think that's why I need the Limud of Parsis. So I don't remember now the grammar of the Limud exactly, the details of the Limud, but Gemara has a special Limud of Parsis Hechzir to tell me this halacha that the Mokam Achatach, because that's good for the Chiddush of Parsa Parsa. If I didn't have that, I would say this probably has the same borders. Whatever is included in the Behema to be included in the Shchita is included in the Matar Mechudush. Whatever is not in the Matar Mechudush is not included in the Shchita. Where do we get this notion that somehow the Mokam, the Sfas HaRechem, is included in the Matar of the Shchita, but it's not included in the Matar Mechudush of Behema by Behema? Yeah, that about it by Misvara, I wouldn't know. For that, I have the Gzeres HaKosov of Parsis Hechzir that tells me that, yeah, it's not exactly the same. The Mokam HaChatach is included in the Shechita, but it's not included in the Matar HaMechudosh. So therefore, if it's still Al Sfas HaRechem, it's also because it's not Behema, but it doesn't have the Matar HaMechudosh, and it's Mokam Chibur to the Yisim. But if it comes back in, then it gets the Matar HaMechudosh.
Yeah, it's a totally separate question. Rashi brings two examples. He says the one that we're discussing, then he talks about Abraham and Duldal. That's just, was that doing anything? Is that also a different source?
Rashi will.
There's another example,
yeah,
of where the Hozi verse would apply.
Okay, so I think that's just another example. And maybe Tosis won't agree to that. Because Tosis holds that it's only, it didn't tackle only by Hozi verse Yod. For Rashi also, it's a general didn't call it a pool. Right. Yeah, I think it's just an example. No different than Chazav Shaykh. This is close to Chazav Shaykh. Taisu would say, no, it's Taka only by Hitsu Ubris Yotta. There is exactly a closer that the Mokam Achibur is also. Ben the Rashi, Ben the Taisus, you see in this Gemara, there's a din of Mokam Achibur Isser Heter. It's not Stam a din of Behem Behem, although it doesn't do that Gemara. There's a din of Mokam Achibur Isser Heter. But Chaykis Rashi and Taisus is, where do we have this din of Mokam Achibur Isser Heter? Taisus holds it's limited. This new din of Mokam Achibur Isser Heter is limited to Hitsu Ubris Yotta. That the Mokam Chibur, the Treifa, and the Uber is awesome. It's not a din of Kol HaTerekulam. Kol HaTerekulam is Heter Abba Mechalisim. And Rashi says, no, forget, I learned that from Haiti Uber's Yod, that in Kol HaTerekulam, Mokam Chibur Yisrael Heter is awesome, and the Heter is only by Zoya B'Shev. Yet that itself needs explanation. What does Rashi do with Taisus Kashas and so on? We're not going into that right now. But Akapanim, Ben the Rashi, Ben the Taisus, it does say in our Gemara that the din of Mokam Achatach by Uber is because of this noose din of Mokam Chibur Isser Veheter. Otherwise, it would have nothing to do with Zerah B'Sheil. It's a din of Mokam Achibur. At face value, going all the way back at the B'Skirov, what does it have to do? The din of Mokam Achatach is from the fact that it's Al Sfas HaRechem. It's nothing to do with it. It's Mechubah to the Zerah. L'moshul, before at the answer, I asked, what if the Behemah was not, well, it wasn't Mechubah to the Yad. The Behemah was stam pressed up against the Sfas HaRechem. So the surface that's pressed up against the Sfas HaRechem should be also. The few are saying now that's not true. That will be mutter, because that's true that it doesn't have the heter of the heter mechudosh of behema. It doesn't need the heter mechudosh of behema because it's just a regular animal. All it needs is to be geshochten. It's inside the shechita. It's only when it's mechubah to the yad. So you have this new problem. It's mechubah le'iser. So it needs a matter of behema of behema. The matter of behema of behema only works when it's by behema. When it's asfas rechem, you don't get the matter of mechudosh of behema of behema. Okay, Adkar. stop here. Okay, I think what I want to do next time, we're really running out of time. Well, we're still going to convene. So what I want to do is, well, we have a choice. We could go by Zin Rashi and leave the Tysus until after the break. Because Tysus is a whole different world. Or we could go back now maybe and do the Tysus. The long Tysus about Tom Kicker will go through quickly, but most of the work we already, 99% of the work we already did in the sugya of Mishras. Yeah, I think we'll go back and do the Tysus. We have a couple of days, we'll go back and we'll do the Tysus.